Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, AJ. Long time no talk. How you been?
Yeah, welcome back. Good morning. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. You know, I got the call up from Toledo for the rest of the summer, basically. Question, and it was talked about in the update, and a guy I was with last night says, why doesn't Major League Baseball use the clause best for the game and make them have Scooble versus Skeens today?
The best interest of the game.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I you know what's funny? Everybody started asking me about that a little bit last night. I got friends asking me and I understand the appeal of it. Let me tell you how sophisticated this is. I go to Tarek Skubal and I'm like, hey, which game do you want? He's like, game one. I'm like, cool. And then he gets game one, regardless of whether Skeens is pitching or not. So maybe he's the day game guy and Skeens is the night game guy. Their routines are all really different. I've never thought about the league stepping in and saying you have to do something. That's probably a bit aggressive.
Yes, I know.
But it was not to avoid it or it was not to create it. Sometimes it falls on the schedule well. Sometimes it's as simple as like, hey, Tarek, sorry, man, I know you want the day game, but we need to put you in the night game. That's probably not a path I'm going to go on.
How awesome would that be? How quick would that game be if you had those two pitchers?
I know. That is one thought we probably should have taken into account. We have two games. We're getting on a plane. They're going to Pittsburgh. We're going to Tampa. And we might have had the fastest game of the year of an hour and a half. So I do love it when that theater can be created if the schedule allows it. But I also understand reality that if there's more to it than simply the appeal.
And they may hook up when they play in Pittsburgh again in July. Speaking of today, who goes in the nightcap for you guys or the second game?
Probably Holton or Herder, depending on how the first game goes. I mean, obviously, everybody assumes, probably too much how the pitching falls in game one. We will probably pitch either Holton or Herder to start. Montero will pitch. And that's a strategy that's paid off for us. I know I get a lot of questions about that too. And the reality is if we cannot expose Onelly Cruz to the same starting pitcher for three times, I mean, this is very similar to why we did it against Cincinnati with De La Cruz, or you do it, with Judge in New York, or if you have the opportunity to choose when to put your starting pitcher in, you probably wouldn't put him in against the first few hitters of the game. And everybody, probably should strategically do that the same way, but it just creates a conversation on how to deploy your pitching.
You mentioned, the theater that could be created between the two pitchers. That's not happening, but the theater that is the Tigers every time they take the field. And I know going into the season, expectations are, hey, we want to make the postseason. We'd love to make a World Series. Everybody can have their own expectations, but as the season goes on, those expectations continue to rise. You currently have the best record in Major League Baseball. expectations continue to rise for this team. How do you manage the expectations of your guys? How do you manage the pressure that ramps up as you get to the mid part of the regular season where you are such a good team? How do you help these guys manage those expectations?
I just show them the video of the last game against Cincinnati, where we were awful. So, I mean, that's pretty easy. I'm the guy that's telling them a lot of the things that we need to get better. And I mean, I laugh, but I kind of do that. I mean, I make sure that we stay humble with where we're at. It is a constant challenge. I mean, we're navigating some injuries. We had a couple of off games. And one of the things that I know – people may even poke fun at me. I talk so much about series. Like, can we win the series? Today, we need to win a game to win the series. We go into Tampa, who's white hot right now. We're going to try to win a series at Tampa. Part of why I do that is just to stay grounded with the next 72 hours. It's all we have to worry about is what we're at. And I can try to, you know, in some ways distract them from, you know, the bigger picture or these broad questions or the growing expectations. Like, everybody knows where we're at. I mean, we're very proud of how we're playing and what we're doing. And we also know we felt pretty bad coming out of the Cincinnati series. Right. So we have to stay with our schedule, with where we're at. And we have some challenges ahead. That's the only way I know how to do it. I mean, I think of all the other sports, you know, it's hard to talk about week 16 and week 4. It's hard to talk about, you know, May basketball in December. Like, it's a long season, and the more that I can get these guys to focus on the present, the series, the game, like, as much as that sounds like spin, it's actually how we have to operate to get through the schedule.
When you talk about expectations, you know as well as anybody, before the season or even after the last season, everybody's expectation, fans, media, was, you know, buy out Javi, won't make the team and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, you guys said, well, we're going to bring him to camp. Obviously, he's been terrific, not only in the clubhouse, on the field, all that stuff. Can you remember any player who has been written off like he was by the fan base, by the media? You know, whether it's right or wrong is irrelevant, that turned it around like he has thus far.
Yeah, that's hard. You know, they have a comeback player of the year every year. And, you know, I haven't paid a ton of attention to it over the years. I will pay close attention to it this year, just on where he's at right now, how he's responded to this. I don't remember anybody in my time at any of my stops that has been able to sort of be humble enough to move positions or move in the batting order or not play or bounce back from injury. And then, you know, and it was a you know, speaking of expectations, when we signed Javi, you know, there was the arrow was supposed to point in the other direction, right? Like, it was a signal that better times were ahead for the organization. I hadn't even been here through the really lean years where it was, you know, it was frustrating for this fan base. And so I think the reaction to, you know, to Javi was really just as much about the reaction to a period of time that this fan base had experienced. And so Javi took the wrath of a lot, and he didn't play well. And then he stopped playing, and then he got hurt, and now we have this, you know, the arguably one of the best stories in baseball on him being Javi Baez again and knocking on the door of the All-Star game, potentially the comeback player of the year. He's playing second, he's playing short, he's playing center. I don't know that there's that many stories over the last couple decades that represent so much of a roller coaster ride and the feel good that's coming out of it.
I want to ask you this, because I know you talk, and especially in the offseason, right? You'll get these requests to talk to, you know, little league teams, college teams, high schools, middle schools, whatever. How important is it for you when we're talking about Javi Baez and we see the results on the field be the way they are, and it's been great, it's been fun. But last year when he came back after the surgery, didn't play, but he came into the clubhouse, and you mentioned how excited the guys were to have him around. Attitude. And we see his attitude, the way he takes the field. Hey, at center field, great. Third base, shortstop, second base, doesn't matter. How important is that attitude to your team?
That's huge. You know, it's huge. Talking about influences on young players just within our clubhouse. You know, we have one of the younger position player groups in baseball, and so they do watch. They watch everything, you know, and they see, you know, at first it was like when we had Miggy here and Javi was here, and like these bigger than life personalities and bigger than life resumes, you know, young players come in and they're not really sure how to act. And so when the faster that we can diffuse the nervousness of guys coming up to the big leagues. And that was last year when we had, you know, Trey came up and Jace Young came up and Parker came back. And we have young players who are emerging as getting a lot of opportunity. Like what Javi does to encourage them and to create a, you know, an environment of fun like that. We get to see the unfiltered version of Javi. You guys get to see a little bit more of the filtered version on the field, but he's beloved because of what he does, you know, at 11 o'clock tonight when we get off the bus and how the joking and the laughing and the how he keeps it light, the music that's played, the grind tomorrow, you know, to me, 90 degrees, we're playing a noon game on Saturday and he will, you know, he will be there, sometimes not loving that we're there at noon and sometimes, you know, he's the spark of energy. So the 162 will bring out the true person and the true competitor. And we've seen the best of Javi behind the scenes, and now we're seeing it flourish on the field. And that's not a coincidence.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You mentioned Parker Meadows. What's the path and how patient are you guys going to be with him not having spring training, obviously the injury, or at least not a full complement of spring training, as he struggles to get to the major league level?
Yeah, very patient. I mean, he can impact the game and contribute to a win in a lot of ways that don't include his four at bats. So, I mean, he smoked two balls yesterday, the other day, and didn't get anything to show for it. He patrols center field as a huge way contribution to a win. So we're going to be very patient with him and get him up and running. And again, like, I just want to remind everybody, like, we look back and like Colt Keith's OPS probably as good as anybody in the last month. He had a rough April. We've had the Javi, who we just talked about, went through a spell of 40 or 50 at bats where things weren't great for him. Riley Green, I got asked a lot of questions when he was punching out and not doing well. Glaber has had, you know, maybe two games off. He's like a really small struggle. When he struggles, it's like eight at bats. But it's not perfect for everybody all year. And if he's contributing to a win and he's putting in the work and he's making some adjustments and we're seeing him hit the ball hard, the hits will come, and we're going to be very patient.
You guys picked up a reliever that Philly DFA'd, Carlos Hernandez. I'm just curious. Obviously, struggling Philly, their bullpen is terrible. My relatives in Philly say, oh, the guy stinks. My question to you is, not so much about him, the process. When Scott or Jeff Greenberg or whoever says, hey, we want to get this guy, does tape go right to Chris Fetter? Do you sit and talk does Dr. Fetter look, examine him, say, yes, there's something here. I can work with him and get him. How's that work?
Yeah, it's a big process. First off, tell your relatives to take a deep breath. He doesn't stink. He's a major league pitcher. He's over 100. we have a whole process and we all will kind of weigh in and we don't make the decisions because we're downstairs and getting, you know, we kind of have our day job, but the front office does an incredible job of digging pretty deep into, you know, A, what the guy's doing now. Like, obviously he's struggling. He wouldn't be available. Throwing 100 you know, multiple teams, great secondary pitches when he can land them in the zone. If he was doing well, he wouldn't be there. So we have to make a calculated decision on whether, you know, the upside outweighs, you know, necessarily some of the downside. And so for us, we're always going to take a shot that we can make guys better if they show characteristics of being able to control the strike zone, if they have a weapon that we feel like we can maybe utilize more. Obviously, the contractual stuff is done by the front office, but there's a lot that goes into it. And we have a number of people, you know, outside of me and Fett and even Scott and Greeny that weigh in on, you know, what do we do with this player if he becomes ours? And when the upside's there and we feel like we have a good plan, then we try to acquire the player. So I need to get him in the games, and we need to, you know, we would go right away. When I met him, it was like 5 minutes afterwards, we're diving into things with Fett and Rob and Juan, some of our pitching analysts, and trying to squeeze more performance out of, you know, this multiple clay.
Well, thank you very much for letting us in on the how that works. Good luck in the doubleheader. Maybe he'll pitch tonight and play well and have fun in Tampa.
You got it. Take care, guys.
All right. It's AJ Hinch joining us on 97.1 The Ticket.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.